Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The New World Report with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, joined by Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. Joseph, I come to you because you and your colleagues have been watching Iran for years, years and years, watching the size of their embassy, watching the way they move through the region so fluidly from capital and regime to capital and regime. We now come to a surprise from Buenos Aires. A new ruling by Argentina's highest criminal court has blamed Iran for a fatal 1994 attack against the AMIA Jewish Community Center in Buenos Aires, declaring it, quote, crime against humanity, in a decision that paves the way for victims to seek justice, according to court documents. I mention this because the bombing has remained an unsolved crime for decades now. However, it did lead to the still unexplained murder, suicide, death, unexplained exit of Alberto Niesman, the prosecutor who was just about to testify about the possible involvement of the administration in Buenos Aires with either the bombing or the cover-up of the bombing. What can you tell us, Joseph, about Iran in Buenos Aires and its activities in the past and where it is today? Good evening to you, Joseph.
Good evening, John. Just as a kind of a review for those that need a reminder, Argentina was the country that was, and I believe the only country in Latin America that was directly attacked by Iran in the 1990s. And there were two times it was actually attacked. One was in 1992 when Iran, through Hezbollah, carried out a bombing of the Israeli embassy in Buenos Aires. And then again in 1994, they attacked a Jewish cultural center in Buenos Aires as well. So collectively, they killed 114 Argentines and other nationals that were in those attacks. Now let me talk about the legal cases, because the first one is the one that you're discussing, John, is the case against the perpetrators of both the AMIA attack and the Israeli embassy bombing. Those are two separate cases, but they're kind of in the same the same prosecutors. And the AMIA case is the one that was the most historic, the most important in terms of Argentina, because it wasn't a foreign embassy, it was directly attacking them. And that was the one that Alberto Niesman was examining before he was murdered. The second case was actually a case on against the government of Argentina back in 2013, which was the government of Cristina Kirchner when she was president, for trying to cover up the bombing, covering up Iran's role in the bombing through a memorandum of understanding. Basically, Iran and Argentina under Cristina Kirchner were negotiating an agreement that would essentially whitewash their role in the AMIA attack. And I would say, John, there's that final case now, which is the case on the murder of Alberto Niesman, because that case has still gone unsolved. And I attach that to all this precedent of Iranian nefarious activity, because I can't say that Iran was involved in the murder of Alberto Niesman, but they certainly benefited from his death. And so these cases are all looming over the Argentine judicial system. They're a black mark in its judicial history. And so what happened recently, the fact that their Argentine judiciary was able to finally declare Iran officially and legally responsible for the 1994 AMIA attack is a major step forward in the right direction. It's taken a long time. Obviously, it took the life of Alberto Niesman, but it's a positive step in the sense that we're getting one step closer to justice for the victims of that atrocious terrorist attack. And one last quick thing, John, given the light of all the things that are going on with Iran today in the Middle East, the missile and drone attack that they did on Israel over the weekend. I think most of Latin America, but especially Argentina, is in high alert. I just came back from there. And so they raised the alert levels because there's always a potential that Iran could carry out another terrorist attack in Argentina if you view that as a course of action.
Joseph, do I remember correctly that the former Vice President Kirchner, the former President Kirchner, and the Kirchneristas were in authority during this period, at least of cover-up of the original crime, and that there's reason to believe there are elements of leadership in the Peronistas and the Kirchneristas who can tell more than they have so far about the murder. Is that correct, Joseph?
That's correct, John. I mean, Cristina Kirchner in particular, she was president of the country from 2007 or 2008 to 2015, and this is the period in which Iran tried to re-engage Argentina to reestablish diplomatic relations, but using those diplomatic relations as a cover for this kind of terror support activity. In fact, I investigated this very thoroughly. We have a report on our website called After Niethmann, which is after the death of Niethmann. And what I explained in that report was Cristina Kirchner and her government in Argentina was trying to rebuild Iran's intelligence and terror finance infrastructure that they once had in the 1980s and early 90s before they did a terrorist attack in 1994. This was using front companies that are tied to beef exports from Argentina to Iran. These are tied to political networks that are established within the robust Lebanese and Syrian community in Argentina and in the tri-border area. And this also involved political networks that were very much embedded into Cristina Kirchner's government. So this was what Alberto Niethmann was investigating. I believe that this is why he was killed. And I think this is why Cristina Kirchner has never answered, not just for those crimes. She's been convicted of other crimes related to corruption, but she's never really answered for the cover-up of Iran's activities in Argentina and even the cover-up of the murder of Alberto Niethmann. She's never answered for that.
And Ernesto, the murder of Niethmann, is that still a story that's current in Brazil? Does Brasilia talk about it or think about it now that we have this news? Or do they want to know who killed him?
As much as they know, John, people tend to think Brazil is an island or a different planet isolated from everything. They don't. I mean, the general public, because they are nurtured by the mainstream media who, I mean, they always identify themselves with the worst causes possible. In that case, they I think they are part of the cover-up mechanism for Iran and for Cristina Kirchner. So people who get their news from that sort of mainstream media, they think, okay, that's something that has to do with Argentina, and we don't have anything to do with that, or it has to do with Iran, which is far away. And unfortunately, we need Elon Musk and freedom of speech and Twitter and other venues for people to share news and information and start realizing the depth of Iran's and bad actors' presence in our country and their alliances with people in our country, because everything Joseph was talking about, the front companies, they exist in Brazil as well, probably. I mean, I don't have the concrete data, but there are indications that front companies operate in a way to facilitate bad actors and drug trafficking and other sorts of trafficking. Political networks, they're in Brazil as well. The tri-border, Brazil is part of the tri-border. So Brazilians need to wake up to that and put pressure on our authorities, security and political authorities, to do something about that. If our authorities are linked to those networks, to expel them from the political system. We have to go all the way.
Joseph, before we leave Buenos Aires, is there reason to believe now that their court is looking into 1994, and we can believe 2015 as well, the murder of Niethmann, that they'll look into that very strange episode with the cargo plane and the members of the IRGC and the flight plan of that strange plane? Do we anticipate there'll be more investigation?
Well, there certainly are additional investigations, as I laid out, John, in earlier, was there's the investigation into the murder of Alberto Niethmann. That's still ongoing. That has not gone away. There's also the investigation into the memorandum of understanding that Cristina Kirchner signed with Iran. That one has less impetus, but I believe it's still open. And there's families that are families of the victims of the Ami attack that actually sued the Argentine government because of that memorandum. So those cases may still be open. And then this all leads to what you're describing, John, in terms of Iran's current activity today in Latin America. And I made this point on Twitter and on X, and I'll reiterate it here, where, you know, with everything that's going on in the Middle East, we have to remember that Iran has a global footprint. And because they have a global footprint, they have specific options of what they can do should they decide to escalate this conflict throughout the world. The first is easily they could carry out Iranian-sponsored terrorist attack or assassination in Latin America, not necessarily just in Argentina. They could carry it out in Brazil, in Colombia, in Peru, where they've recently found plots. a similar nature. They can also help destabilize some of Israel and the United States' democratic allies in Latin America through disinformation and agitation and social protest. They've done this before. They use the Palestinian cause as a way to embed itself. That's particularly relevant in places like Chile or Colombia or Honduras. They could also send more subversive operatives to our border. They've been doing this throughout the last several years. That's an option that Iran has, and it's an option that they've been using, and they can escalate that to help maybe in some ways stop the United States from helping Israel, as kind of as a way to deter the United States from that course of action. And finally, John, and I think this is Iran's big card, their big play in Latin America, is tied to arming Venezuela with sophisticated armament. The same missiles, drones, and fast attack craft that they gave in the Houthi rebels to clog up the Red Sea. Well, they've also given that to the Maduro regime in Venezuela, and Maduro regime could attack Guyana with those weapon systems. So these are the options that Iran has established in Latin America. And if they decide to escalate the conflict from the Middle East to Latin America, these are some of the things that they can do. I think this is why many of these countries are now on a heightened alert.
Let's go to Caracas. Gentlemen, this is the New World Report with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Umeyer of the executive director of Secure Free Society, just back from Buenos Aires, and a murder in Santiago being investigated by Chilean forces and its links to the Caracas regime. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.